From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Environmental Protection Agency announced it's supporting the Tenth Circuit Court's January 2020 decision that small refinery exemptions were meant to be temporary and only pre-existing exemptions may be extended by the agency. EPA says it agrees with the court that the exemption was intended to operate as a temporary measure and, consistent with the congressional purpose, the plain meaning of the word extension refers to continuing the status of an exemption that is already in existence. The USDA estimates China will import 24 million metric tons of corn from all over the world this year, with some forecasting it could even exceed 30 million. To put that into perspective, China has only imported about 75 million metric tons of corn total over the last 60 years. For the last 6 years, according to AgWeb.com, of the 50 million metric tons of corn the U.S. exports on average each year, only 2 million are sent to China. U.S. beef exports to sub-Saharan Africa set a new record in 2020, reaching nearly 27,000 metric tons and a value of $23.4 million. Most of the shipments were beef variety meats, including items such as beef livers, kidneys, and hearts. U.S. Meat Export Federation's Matt Copeland says while South Africa is now the second largest export destination behind Egypt, the environment is favorable for further growth in this category. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.